Of those who voted no, many didn't care for the fact the package was hatched by leaders not running for re-election and a lame duck governor, also not running. The bill saw bipartisan passage in the state assembly with 10 Dems voting in favor along with all Republicans. Among them, Republican Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwok, vice chair of the Joint Finance Committee. He joins us now. Thanks a lot for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So how surprised were you that this blew up and failed?
I was incredibly shocked. I'm actually, you know, we're how many days after the fact, and I'm still a little shocked and dismayed, to be very, very frank with you.
Why?
I just think it's a good package. Really, since January, we've been working with the governor in good faith on this. So for those that say this was done out of the blue, that is not true. This is something that we've been working on. And anybody inside the Madison bubble know we've been working on that. That's what kind of shocks me the most, that we couldn't get this across the finish line, even though people knew we were working on this. Personally, and I'm just speaking for me, I hope the governor calls us back in for a special session. I really do.
On this or other matters?
On this particular matter. I mean, what bothers me the most about this entire package is, you know, you have some of my Republican colleagues that, you know, obviously, you know, they want to save the money for a large tax cut next year. Okay, that's fine. And then you have my Democrat colleagues that obviously want to save all this money for next session because, you know, they have their various programs that they want to do. The problem is people are hurting right now. And the further we keep pushing this down the road is we're another year behind.
What were some of the pot sweeteners that were going back and forth?
The property tax exemption for disabled veterans, that was part of a sweetener. That is something incredibly important to those organizations. We thought that was going to help. Disaster relief, that is something that, and that's had broad bipartisan support as well. You know, in my area, we had just had some tornadoes a couple weeks ago, you know, up there by the Wausau area, in the Milwaukee area, the flooding last year. So we thought that was a way to sweeten the pot. But once again, this is an opportunity for them to come back to us and say, hey, we'd like to maybe see this or like to say that. They wouldn't even entertain that. That's what's kind of frustrating about the whole thing. We got to the point where, you know, they didn't even want to sit down and talk in a reasonable way.
Just coming back around on this a bit, Tom Tiffany also called the measures in this temporary gimmicks. What about that?
No tax on tips and no tax on overtime as a gimmick. I respectfully disagree with that. You know, the special education funding, once again, that is, and if you want anybody to blame in like the state legislature on who really is a hawk on the special ed, it's me, because as you know from your experience, once we put money into special education funding, regardless of what the economy does, that is money we as a state can never pull back, because we have a federal requirement. Once we put a dollar amount in special education, it has to stay there. We can never claw that back if we have another horrible economy. So I am a little careful on what we do for special ed. Do we need to do it? Absolutely. And so to say that's a gimmick, once again, I respectfully disagree with that. That's permanent funding for our schools. So I disagree on the premise on both of those.
So as to the economy, some people wanted to be prudent, hold on to any projected surplus in case it sours, you know, potentially more than it has. What about that persuasion?
You know, I've heard that. That's an argument some have tried to make. The fact of the matter is we had a really good state budget. Coming out of the state budget late fall, we saw our projection numbers higher than anticipated. Just in January, you know, the numbers really, like, our economy's doing better than we anticipated. Even on Monday, you know, Monday, the Fiscal Bureau and wonderful Bob Lang and his incredible team over there came out with another $300 million that we are above projections. So I would never, and let me repeat this, I would never sign or vote on a bill if I knew that was going to put us in financial peril. That's not the way we've been doing budgeting over the last four or five budgets. We live within our means, and this budget and the proposal that unfortunately failed Wednesday night lives within our means. Once again, people think about if this was all said and done, we'd still probably well over have probably $800 to $900 million in our checking account. But then a lot of people don't forget about the rainy day fund. The rainy day fund is like our savings account, and that's well over $2 billion. And that's earning interest. It's almost $7.5 million a month just in interest. So financially, the state is doing very well. And I would never, once again, I never would put any of that in jeopardy if there is a question about if we could not afford this or not.
Representative Tony Kurtz, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for your time. I hope you have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.